Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
It's Laura and Amanda here from Fit Chicks Academy, and today we are talking about what the heck is holistic health and nutrition? So we are in the midst of enrollment for our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program, and this is a question that we get asked a lot. So we're like, you know what? We're going to do a video about it to really explain the differences between conventional weight loss programs and conventional approach to nutrition and a holistic approach to nutrition.
Yeah, because oftentimes people think when they hear the word holistic, they think of it almost as like organic, or like almost like when people describe it to me, they're like, oh, does holistic training mean that it's like you eat only organic or vegan, or like that it's that it's like really like a yoga based style or something like that. Like they're not really understanding it. So I'm glad that we're talking about this today.
Or even like my dad, who I think he thinks I like sage around before I eat food. Like it's like,
which if you do that, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, but. No. But there's a lot of misconceptions. And also we're really passionate about getting a holistic approach to nutrition and to health being taken more seriously, because it truly is the best way that not only are you going to get results for yourself, you're going to be able to get results for your clients, but it also is something that's doable for the rest of your life. Because conventional weight loss is set up essentially to make you fail. Okay. Like, I'm just going to give you a little stat. 7% of weight loss programs are people who lose weight will gain it, are successful. So only 7%. So that means 93% will gain back all the weight that they lost.
That's like mind blowing.
Within 3 years. So 75% year one, like around 80 something will gain it back by year two, and 93% by year three will be right back where they started, if not worse.
That's so sad. That's such a sad stat. Like it's so like heartbreaking to hear that.
It is. But we want to talk about why it doesn't work though. So what's the differences between conventional and holistic, so you can see why holistic is the way to go. Okay.
Yeah.
So conventional weight loss, first of all, when we talk about conventional weight loss, essentially it's usually an approach of calories in versus calories out. So it just focuses on the physical body. So when we say calories in, calories are essentially energy. That's all they are. We have this emotional attachment to the word, but really they're just energy. And we take them into our bodies through what we eat and what we drink, right? That's the only way we can get calories into our body. When we put them out of our body, we either get them out of our body by physical activity. So as we know, exercising burns calories, it burns energy, or by just even our bodily functions. Because of course we need energy to actually blink our eyes and grow our hair and digest our food and all of that stuff. Okay. So when it's conventional weight loss, they just look at that equation. They don't look at anything else.
Yeah.
When it comes to holistic, a holistic approach, it is all about, that's one portion of it. There's the physical body, but there's also the mind, the emotional, and the spiritual part. So I know for a lot of people listening, as soon as I say spiritual, I always like to kind of preface this, because spiritual for a lot of people means a lot of different things. But when we're talking spiritual in this context, it means about energy. So I always use the example, and you and I are big on this. Like, you know, when you're in a room with somebody who is like super negative and you go in a really good mood, and then suddenly you're like,
it like depletes you.
That's an example of energies, and that plays into our weight gain and our weight loss, right? Mm-hmm. Who you surround yourself with, the your thoughts, the things that are around you, they affect your ability to get your body in balance. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two. What's number two, Miss Amanda?
Number two is all about your individual needs. So conventional weight loss just kind of does it as like a cookie cutter. They just do it as kind of like, this is like, here's the program and you just follow this program, or you follow the Canada food guide and like that's what you eat and then you'll be healthy or whatever. That's conventional, versus a holistic approach is actually individualizing it. It's looking at every single person's needs and requirements. So breaking it down, because every person is so different. Like what I need is so different than what you need. from a day-to-day basis, from a physical activity standpoint, from a nutritional standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, from an energetic standpoint. We're very different people. And so it's like, I might need to meditate every day and I might need to move my body in this way versus you. And so you have to, as a holistic, from a holistic approach, you need to look at all aspects of somebody's life to see what is going to fit into their life to make it so that you are adding to their life and you are actually helping them reach their goals.
Well, and that's what I always tell, you know, I recently had an info session for a holistic nutrition weight loss expert program and I was talking about this very concept. And what's interesting is that when it comes to a lot of the programs that we see in magazines or that you'll download off the internet, they are developed with one woman in mind. And that woman is 5'4" and 150 pounds. So probably the majority of people who are watching this, I'll tell you right now, I am not 5'4" and I am not 150 pounds.
It's developed for me.
But this is where, you know, we wonder why we're not successful at these programs. We wonder why we're only 7% success rate. It's because you're doing a program that's not for you. It's not for your body.
Exactly.
Or for example, maybe I'm someone who my body type thrives more on carbohydrates and your body type thrives more on fats. So this is where holistic comes in, is that we look at each person as an individual. And as you said, not just their age, their activity level and their height, but also their lifestyle, because a program that's going to work for a single mom is not going to be the same program that's actually doable for someone who, let's say, is 60 plus and an empty nester and has no kids at home. So we have to look at each person, and that's why holistic, the holistic approach is the way to go, because it takes away all of that kind of like one size fits all and gives you the attention and the results that you need. Mm-hmm. And the third thing that makes holistic different, and this is something that I love talking about,
me too,
is that it addresses the root cause of the issue. Because
it's
weight,
just the surface stuff that everybody focuses on all the time.
Yeah, because the thing is that a lot of people, what they don't realize is conventional, the way that they look at it is weight is a symptom of being too lazy or having no willpower. Okay?
Yeah.
Weight is a symptom. It is a symptom, but it's a symptom of something else that's going on in your body. It's a body that's out of balance. So if you're carrying excess weight, there could be a ton of reasons why that is, but you've got to find out what the root is. And that root could be, it could be maybe that you are eating too much or you're emotionally eating because you're not dealing with something else that's going on in your life. It could be your hormones are out of whack or you have bad gut health or you're dealing with blood sugar management issues. There's so many things that can contribute to that. But a holistic approach, we do the work to try to uncover what's that root and fix that instead of just saying, okay, we just got to deal with the weight, right? The weight is a symptom.
Instead of just going to like the cookie cutter thing of like, oh, you're overweight. Here's, I want you to work out more and eat less. And that's the plan. That's the conventional sort of way that a lot of people approach it. And fortunately, and it's really, it isn't just always about that. It has to be more.
Well, and even for me, I had a client who was a marathon runner and then suddenly started gaining a ton of weight. As soon as she stopped running even while she was running marathons, starting to gain a lot of weight. And so her immediate response to that was, well, I need to run more. I need to burn more. If I burn more, because of course that makes sense in our brain, right? If I burn more calories and I do more exercise, then I should lose more weight. But in all reality, because what was happening was the root cause in her that was making her gain weight was that her hormones were out of whack because she was over-exercising. So once she uncovered the root and pulled back on her exercise, her body rebalanced. But this is one of those things. If she was just dealing with, oh, I'm gaining weight, let me just go to the conventional approach, go to what I always did and not try to look within, this is what happens. So this is why a holistic approach to nutrition and to health and to lifestyle is something that we are super passionate about, and all of our coaches within FitChicks Academy, this is what we learn, this is what we preach, this is what we talk about, because we know it works, not only for results for ourselves, because we're living proof, but also for our clients as well. So if you are interested in learning more about holistic nutrition and health and getting certified, we have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program is open for enrollment. You can find out more information about it around this video. There's a link. And of course, if you have any questions, too, leave it in the comments below. Let us know. Let us know if what your thoughts are on holistic health, or if there's anything we didn't cover that you want to hear more about, we would love to talk to you. Okay, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.